Our readings this afternoon have a very clear theme to them, and that is the theme of vocation, of God calling us. So in the first reading, we have the boy Samuel being called by God to become a prophet. And likewise in the gospel, we see Jesus calling his first disciples, inviting them to come and see what he is all about. And also, of course, Andrew going to call his brother Peter to Jesus. And vocation is always a relevant theme for us because our vocations must always be part of our lives. And also, during this year, we pray in a special way in our diocese for vocations to the priesthood. So as we reflect on what our vocations are today, I think we want to look at two common misconceptions about vocations, and then to end with a question that I want to direct to the single men of the parish about priestly vocations. So, first, a common misconception about vocations is that when God speaks to us, that it is easy to understand. It's easy to hear the message. I mean, you know, in a way that makes common sense. If God is going to talk to us, surely he'll make himself heard. He'll make himself understood. And yet we see in the first reading today that that's not how it worked for Samuel. He is called by God three different times before he figures out that this is God and learns how to listen to him. And so it is with us as well. How many times throughout our lives does God speak to us? Does God call us, but we don't recognize him? We have not yet learned how to hear his call. God calls us in a multitude of different ways. Sure, there are some people who kind of have the same experience as the boy Samuel of a kind of voice speaking within their hearts. But for many of us, God calls us in lots of other ways. Maybe through the beauty of creation. Maybe through the particular circumstances of our lives. Maybe through the discernment of our internal consolation and desolation, speaking to us through our feelings. I know for myself, when I was in college, which was a big time of discernment in my own life, God always spoke to me most clearly through books and through people. So, you know, every day after Mass, I would always go into the chapel and spend some time in prayer. And again, at that time in my life, a lot of my prayer involved just asking God questions. What am I supposed to do with my life? And never once did I ever hear God speak back to me in prayer while I was there in the chapel. But very often what would happen is after I was done with my prayers and left the chapel, later I'd pick up a spiritual book or the Bible or something like that, and there would literally be certain words, certain sentences that would pop off the page. They were direct answers to what I had asked God in prayer. Or again, not uncommonly, after my prayers in the chapel, I'd walk out into the hallway and I'd run into somebody and we'd get to chatting. And without that other person ever knowing anything about it, they would say something that was clearly a direct answer to me from God about what I had been praying about. So each one of us needs to learn that. How is it that God most regularly speaks in my life? And then, you know, do I actually use that as a way to listen to God? You know, do I actually pick up a book or go outside or whatever it is that allows me to best hear God and to answer the call? So that's the first misconception, is that it's easy to understand God when he calls. Sometimes it is not. We need to learn how to listen. Second common misconception about vocation is that you only have one of them, and it's either marriage, the priesthood, or the religious life. Now, it certainly is not true that we only have one vocation in life. I mean, for example, I am a priest and a pastor. Those are two very different vocations, you know. I do better with one of them than the other at times. And for many of you who are married, obviously, marriage is your primary vocation, you could say, and yet you have a vocation with your job, or maybe with your friends. Maybe you're involved in Curcio or Chirp or something like that, and you have a vocation in that way too. So we certainly have more than one vocation in life, And again, that vocation can change. Think of the disciples in the gospel today. They already had a vocation. They were fishermen. They were already following John the Baptist. And yet here comes Jesus, and he calls them to a new vocation. So our vocations in life are always changing. We must always be willing to discern them again and again each day, to listen to where God calls us, not just once in our lives, but each day, each year of our lives, to discern our vocations. And again, those vocations, while we can certainly kind of generally group them under marriage, priesthood, and religious life, there are as many vocations as there are people. God calls us to all kinds of different vocations in life. If you are someone who is married but ends up having to take care of a spouse who is crippled or is an alcoholic or struggles with a terminal disease, you're just as surely fulfilling a vocation to marriage, but that might be a very different vocation to marriage than someone else is called to fulfill. And so we can never stereotype our vocation and say, well, here's what my vocation should look like. No, we must always listen to God, discern what he is calling us to do. So that's the second great misconception about vocation, is that we only have one of them and that we can kind of stereotype them, put them into certain simple categories. So as we maybe take those two misconceptions and think about them in our own life, do we struggle with these? Do we need to clarify our vocations? I want to simply end by speaking to the single men here in our parish and asking if you have ever considered a vocation to the priesthood. And how do you know? How do you know whether you're really called to the priesthood? If you've ever heard different priests tell their vocation stories, you surely picked up on the fact that every one of them has a very different one. Some men are attracted to the priesthood because of the beauty of the liturgy, and others because they feel a desire to teach, and others because they feel a desire to help other people, others because they find in the church's teaching the answers to the big philosophical questions of life. Others simply because a beloved uncle was a priest, you know? So all of these things can lead to the priesthood. But again, you don't have to be a priest to teach or to do good for other people or even to love the liturgy. So what is the common theme? What is the common theme that alerts us to the fact that we are dealing with a vocation to the priesthood? Well, I'd say, in my experience, the common theme must be a desire to serve God first of all, right? It's not just that we want to teach, but that we want to teach people about God. It's not just that we want to serve, to help others, but we want to see in those people the face of Jesus Christ and to help those people see Christ in us. That is the clue that we might be discerning a vocation to the priesthood. One of our parishioners just was telling me how when he was growing up, they lived right next to the parish church, and one of the younger priests would often come over and hang out with the family, and you know, they'd have a lot of fun and so forth. But every time that he was ready to leave, the father of the family would always ask this priest to give the family a blessing. And the parishioner said that even as a little kid, he was struck by the change. This man who had they just been joking with, whom they come to accept as very human, just like all the rest of them. But in that moment of giving a blessing, he would, in a sense, fade away. He'd become very serious and become a conduit of the grace of God. And that, in a snapshot, is what the priesthood is all about. That every thought, word, and action of our lives is first of all about God. First of all, about giving the honor and glory to God that is due him. And so if that, my brothers, is something that you find in yourself, something that sticks in your mind, then you may be discerning a vocation to the priesthood. And I would encourage you to, as you discern that, to speak with myself or Father David, or maybe reach out to Father Andrew Young, who's the vocations promoter for the diocese, and let us help you discern whether you are indeed called to the priesthood. And so as we remember that, in fact, all of us are called each day to discern our vocation, to learn how to listen to God and follow his call, let us still especially pray during this year for those who are discerning a call to the priesthood, that they might clearly know God's will and find the courage to follow it.